And I think the thing that's actually rare are the success cases. So it's actually, when you really think about the history in this 250-year sweep, it's y is almost always 0%. It's always 0 in science. It's almost always in technology. And so it's very rare where people made money. You know, the late 18th, early 19th century, the first industrial revolution was the textile mills. You had the steam engine, you sort of automated things. And you had these relentless improvements that people improved efficiency of textile factories, of manufacturing generally, at a clip of 5 to 7% every year, year after year, decade after decade. You had 60, 70 years of tremendous improvement from 1780 to 1850. But even in 1850, most of the wealth in Britain was still held by the landed aristocracy. The workers didn't make that much. The capitalists didn't make that much either. It was all competed away. There were hundreds of people running textile factories. It was an industry that just the structure of the competition prevented people from making any money.